Hey everyone, this is Gary K, and welcome back to another pre-Infocom edition of my Rants and Raves video cast. We've been focusing on 25 or so manufacturers that we think you need to go by their booth, because you're going to have a choice of 800 different companies to visit on the show floor in two different halls. So we want to make sure we focus you on the 25 or so that you definitely need to go see. And one of those is Catchbox. Catchbox is really kind of been an exciting product for, I don't know, how long has it been around, Alex? Has it been around a decade now?
Yeah, it's already 13 years, right? So it started from a university in Finland out of frustration, you know, like passing the mic around. So that's why this Cube throwable microphone was born. And, you know, like we've been working quite hard also to pave our way into a professional AV market. And actually, I feel like with the new system, we're actually already there.
Yeah, so we use the Catchbox in one of the lecture halls that I teach in at the University of North Carolina. We have, at least a dozen of them in that hall. It's 250 people. It's designed for collaboration. And it's nice because you can basically throw them around the class. Students like that. They can throw them around the class, but also it's a very effective microphone. It's a wireless mic, and it's easy to charge. You don't have to plug anything in. You just set it on the charging base, and it charges itself. So ultimately, you kind of, by the way, Alex is the VP of commerce for Catchbox. You can, of course, see them at catchbox.com. But at Infocom, you're going to introduce a new version of your Catchbox Plus system. And that's really a system. Talk about that, because I think everyone knows you for the Cube, but they don't know anything about the fact that you have a Catchbox Plus system.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And actually, I want to start with the mics.
Because go for it.
Our philosophy kind of lies. And we know that we work quite a lot with higher education, with corporates. And in modern world, you usually have quite a lot of unsupervised spaces. So usually, the managers, they manage the spaces, but they're like 300 classrooms and only a handful of people actually make
it. You are correct. Right?
And what you want is a professor to come in the morning, pick up the mic, not do anything else, and just start a class. Yeah. And it should be that simple, right? So we try to follow the philosophy, that philosophy with our mics, right? So one of the mics that we are super proud of is the Clip mic that I'm wearing right now.
And that has a Rave logo on it, I can see.
Yeah, absolutely. So we can customize all our mics. So we did the Rave logo.
You going to give me that at the show?
Yeah, we could actually do that. Absolutely.
So you have a lavalier mic, a Clip mic. I guess Clip mic. Nice thing about that is the way you're wearing it, anyone could wear it wearing any kind of clothes. But obviously, if I'm wearing a t-shirt or something like that, I can clip it on the shirt. Depending on what kind of clothes you wear, lavalier mics have always been problematic. So you have the ability to clip it on or hang it, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's exactly the idea, that you don't need to have any additional wires, so it's not bulky. It also doesn't require battery changes, right? So all of our mics are with the home stations. So the home stations do ensure that they are charged, but also ensure this pick up and talk functionality, as I mentioned, that you don't even need to turn it on, turn it off. It's muted on charger, but once you pick it up, it unmutes itself and ready to go, right? This is truly the alternative to the classic body packs, right? And in fact, it's so light that you might even forget to take it off. And we've designed a specific feature for that. So there's a range alarm. Whenever you leave the radio range of the receiver, it starts to beep loudly. So
Good idea. The IT and AV guys that manage these systems, ladies and gentlemen that manage these systems, will be happy with that. So you have that mic. What about a handheld mic? Because there are certain times where people like to have a handheld mic.
Yeah, absolutely. It gives sense of maybe security at some point, but also there are some use cases where you absolutely need a handheld when you need to pass it around, let's say a panel discussion, etc. So we also designed the handheld microphone because it just was so widely requested, the microphone, just to add to our existing system, right?
Yeah.
It's simple. It has the same charging base as the Clip microphone, and just easy like that. And then, of course, the iconic Cube throwable microphone, right? Yeah. So you can mix and match all three microphones, by the way, because we
have. How are they mixed? Do you have a, are they going to a bass unit? Is there a mixer there? What kind of DSP do you have? That kind of stuff. I guess those are the logical questions to ask.
Yeah, that's actually a great question because, so first of all, there's a wireless receiver, right? So it operates with a license-free decked radio. So it means that you actually don't need to manage your frequencies. You don't need to buy any licenses. So it's so simple, so easy for the modern environments, right? And one of the features that we're super proud of and something new that we're introducing is our own automixer and DSP. And you can still
get... Is that built into the receiver?
It's built in the receiver. So we have two versions, two and four channel receivers. Both have the capability of the DSP. And you can still get the raw audio. We implemented our own focused Omni pickup pattern just to ensure that the sound is so crisp, clear, and really good. But then again, you can plug it in into your own DSP, and let's say it's a large electro hole or a larger.
So if you've got an Extron or a Crestron system or a biamp system, you can bypass your DSP, go directly to this system, or use your DSP if you're using it in a standalone application in a smaller classroom.
Yeah, absolutely. For like, let's say, smaller rooms like a classroom or simpler setups, you can easily use our DSP. And there are two paths. One goes to video conferencing, and the other one is for room amplification. So we do echo cancellation. We do also feedback reduction. And it's all a little bit technical, but there's one main reason why we implemented it. Again, the unsupervised spaces, right? So we know that users not always use the mic as it's intended to be used.
Maybe
they do it too close, maybe too far.
Yeah, they don't know how to hold it. Yeah,
maybe too loud, maybe too quiet. And we absolutely know that, and we want to minimize the effect of that. Also, the rooms are never perfect, right? So there's always something with the acoustics of the room.
With your DSP, can you set up a presentation zone where the presenter is primarily standing, or is that process completely automated based on use?
It's completely automated, and so in the ideal case, you would probably have a person behind a mixer board in every room managing the audio, right, to get this crisp, clear audio. But we know that in the modern environment, it's not possible, right? Yeah. So we implemented that person in each and every hub just to ensure that you still get this crisp, clear audio that is so important for reducing fatigue or automatic captioning or transcription, right? So you need that still very crisp, clear audio.
Excellent.
Yeah, and maybe just like a little bit like over-exaggerated example how you can use our hub, because it's also versatile in connectivity. So, for example, you can run video conferencing through USB, both in and out. So you get our mics to the video conferencing platform, and pretty much any platform because we're compatible. And you can get audio into the hub and connect your speaker system in the room, right? And run the video conferencing there. And then you also can decide whether you want to throw a voice lift in the mix. Maybe it's a large room or maybe it's a small room, right? And also you can connect your assistive listening device and decide which inputs would sound there. We also have Dante in and out. So you can feed, for example, a array mic system or something else, or send audio to the Dante network. And now we're also introducing, since there's networked audio, we're also introducing remote control and monitoring. So you can pretty much control and monitor our device remotely from anywhere.
Is that remote control monitoring software the same interface that you set the DSP? Is it all in the same software package?
Yeah, pretty much. But you can also do everything from the hub user interface. So there's a screen, you can do that, or you can do it remotely, right? We're also integratable into QSIS and Utelligy ecosystems. We've already launched their plugins, so that's already available.
So this is all going to be in the central hall in booth 5663. Definitely plan on going to catchbox.com if you do higher education or education at all. And he's given you a great example of using it in a conference room or a meeting room as well. So to see all of our coverage for Infocom, go to raypubs.com/Infocom. In the meantime, go to catchbox.com. Alex, thank you very much for doing this.
Thank you very much, Gary. I appreciate it.
See you at the show.
Happy to be here.
rinse and rinse.